Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The weekend kicks off cloudy and cool with isolated showers and thunder showers for Gauteng, parts of Mpumalanga and the northwest. It will also be windy over the northwest. Pretoria today up to 26, Joburg 24, Mbombela 20, Emalahleni and Polokwane 25 and Rustenburg up to 29 degrees.
There is queuing traffic in Pretoria on Pretoria Street westbound towards Kilnerton Street.
Eskom has served a notice of power interruption against the city of Johannesburg and City Power. Eskom says Joburg owes 4.9 billion rand, and that is excluding the current account of a further 1.4 billion, which is due by the end of November. A public notice will be issued today for submissions on why Eskom should or should not proceed to cut the electricity supply to Johannesburg. And Ireland intends to join South Africa's case against Israel at the International Court of Justice before the end of the year. Ireland's Foreign Minister Michael Martin's comments came as the Irish Parliament passed a non-binding motion agreeing that genocide is being perpetrated before the eyes of the world by Israel in Gaza. And now looking at our business news. The rand has climbed against a weaker US dollar after the greenback's rally triggered by Donald Trump's election victory. Asian equities extended gains this morning, tracking another Wall Street record. That's also after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 25 basis points last night and on the prospect of market-friendly policies from a Trump administration. Traders are also keenly awaiting the end of a week-long meeting of key Chinese officials who've been hammering out a major stimulus package for the world's number two economy, with an eye on the US election result. A dollar this morning at 17 Rand 37, a euro 18 Rand 73, a pound 22 Rand 52 cents, gold at $2,695.89 per fine ounce, oil at $75.29 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza, more news at 7.
While it's been billed as a rematch between the T20 World Cup finalists, the Proteas men and India will clash in the first of four T20 internationals at Kingsmead today. South Africa without their three top World Cup bowlers in Nkagiso Rabada, Andrich Nurkia and Tabraiz Shamsi, as well as batsman wicketkeeper Quinton de Kock. Proteas skipper Aidan Markram, meanwhile, says he doesn't read too much into the rematch headlines.
It's a series we've always looked forward to. We haven't addressed anything about it being a rematch or things like that, but obviously a lot of the talk and I guess promotions have happened through that lens, and which is also completely understandable.
Well, that series will be broadcast on the SABC as well as the season's ODI matches, which will be on SABC3. The Proteas home test matches and all the Proteas women home matches will be on SABC Plus, which is the online platform and app. First ball today is at 5 o'clock. This evening we'll also see the start of the weekend's rugby internationals with a biggie. And that should pretty much tell you who's going to be on the field. Ireland against New Zealand at Lansdowne Road, a rematch of that World Cup quarterfinal, which crushed Irish dreams of lifting the trophy. Kickoff is at 10 past 10 and we'll be awaiting Russie's announcement of the BOC matchday squad for Sunday's test against Scotland. A bit of a blow for them, with lock Jean Klein joining the rest of the team today as a replacement for Ruan Norkia, who suffered a leg injury at training on Wednesday. I'm Colan Chinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacka Red FM plays more.